beautiful. Thank you, Miriam. So good to be getting to know you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Rosie, for the beautiful prayer. Thank you, everyone, for doing what you do so well, which is to love. Thank you. So, isn't it interesting that we find ourselves in this month talking about and exploring abundance? Because, you know, abundance, God isn't saying, in here, pick and choose, it's going to look just like this. The abundance that God is everywhere present in its entirety, all of it. How much of it do we get to experience? As much as we can embody, as much as we can experience. So I am grateful. I am grateful for the love and the support and the wisdom that is guiding me. And I believe that Spirit is guiding and directing all of us, all of life, in a perfect pattern of wholeness. A perfect pattern of wholeness. Sometimes it doesn't look that way. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes we might question it. But I am here to remind you, and myself, it's always a perfect pattern of wholeness. There is nothing to be healed. Okay? There's nothing to be healed. There is only truth to be revealed. There's only greater and greater awareness and experience and acceptance of the divinity of God. That's what we get to do. When we are feeling separate, when we're feeling disconnected, when we're feeling the pain and all of those things that are very human and very real, and I'm not saying that they don't exist, I am saying there's nothing to be healed, there's only truth to be revealed. That's when we go into nature. That's when we go into prayer. That's when we come into our spiritual community. That's when we surround ourselves with music that lifts our souls and opens our hearts and opens our minds, and truth is revealed. And have you not ever experienced that in your life, where you have been in a down place and you have experienced the presence of God and you felt better? True? There is nothing to be healed, only truth to be revealed. And I'll tell you, that is my walk right now. But it's always our walk. Sometimes we just get to really get in there and experience it and know it. So, love is the essence of Spirit as it gives of itself. Doesn't that feel just so good? Love is the essence of Spirit as it gives of itself, and it doesn't actually come from you or me. It doesn't. Rather, it moves through us. As we become more aware of this presence, we express it in a greater way. As we become more in touch with the power, the presence, and the authority of the divinity of God within, we express it in a greater way. So when those moments come upon us and we need it, it's right there. It's right there. So the good, the abundance of the universe, like money, we kind of want it, right? Joy, we kind of want to get it. But it's not something we can accumulate. It's something we can integrate. If we can think about the abundance of the universe, the infinite good of God, not as something we need to go find, not as something we need to get, but as something we can integrate with, that we can allow it to permeate, saturate, infuse, lift us, then there's no struggle. There's no effort to it. It really is a let go and let God do its divine work. And what do we know about that source that is God? What do we know about it? Absolutely, we know about it. Should I help you? I'll help you. We know it's infinite. We know that that supply is infinite. When we need more love, there's more love. When we want more peace, there is more. When we are looking for joy, it's there. It's already there. We open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our experiences, we let ourselves be receptors. Experience it by acceptance and by willingness. So I look at it this way, acceptance of our oneness. Acceptance that the living Spirit Almighty is moving in me, through me, as me. Acceptance that it is expressing through us. And a willingness to let go. Here's the homework, you guys. Here's where our work is. To let go of the thoughts and the beliefs that separate us from this good. We do not need to go find it. It's already where we are. What we get to do is allow our awareness, be willing to notice where we have our own thoughts that are blocking that good, where we're feeling afraid of being separate from God, from Spirit, from love, whatever your favorite word for that mighty presence is. Be willing to not run away from that. Because when we run away from that, then we start this little chase and we feel like it's chasing us down, that fear. And then we're just running from the fear. We're running from it. Instead, I offer, when you feel that, when I feel that, take a nice deep breath. I'm not letting it in. I'm not saying, here, come on in, fear. I want to play with you. But I am saying, I'm standing here. I'm willing to see you. And I'm willing to remember the greater truth. So, you can do that. I have faith. Do you think people have more trouble receiving than giving? So, I know we've all been saying that for a long time, haven't we? We've been hearing it for a long time. I'm tired of it. I just want to offer with you that I think we have become better receivers than we're giving ourselves credit for. I just want to offer this to us. I think we should be done with that. I say let's let that go. I want you to affirm with it right now with me. I am a great receiver of God's good. Right now, I am a great receiver of God's good. I welcome it. I let it in. Yeah, let's let go of that old idea, you guys. We are trained. We know the truth. We know. Let us behave that way. Let us remember we are good receivers. Let us act in accord with the truth that we keep saying. Do we not affirm it? All right, you guys. I'm done. I don't want to hear it anymore. So there is some value to recognizing the power of giving and receiving. There is a lot of value. In one of the books that I'm referencing this month, Ernie Chu's book, The Soul of Currency, he speaks about it like this. True giving without conditions opens our heart. Have you noticed that? Me too. And this is why being of service to others feels so good. My sister's here from Tennessee. I think she can attest to it. She came. She's giving. She's giving all of herself to us, and it probably feels good, yes? It makes us feel better to give, and we kind of like it. So we give. True receiving requires our heart to already be open. True receiving requires our heart to already be open. So we just affirmed that we are good receivers. Not only good, we are great receivers. And so when we get into that place where we're thinking, can I receive? Can I receive the good? Can I even be open to the good? We can look. How clear is my heart? How open is my heart? We get to go there. In every moment, we are at the threshold of all good. It's infinite. God is right here, right now. It's never not right here, right now. It's always here. So we are always at the threshold of God's good. Always. We merely become aware of it. It's not like it's merely, like it's like so easy, because sometimes it's a challenge, right? We got to dig deep. We need our friends. We need our community. We need somebody to send us a text and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. Or we open up a book. We listen to something. We remind ourselves. We be responsible for that to a certain degree. Rumi, the great 13th century philosopher, poet, reminds us, and I use this all the time, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all of the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Because, remember, it's already there. The full power, presence, and authority of God's good is already right where we are. Thank you for singing about forgiveness. Because oftentimes this is the place, this is the barrier that comes up. This is the barrier that we feel, that we might notice. And so I'm just going to offer a couple that you might know, reminders about forgiveness. And remember, we forgive for ourselves, right? We are in the act of forgiving so that we can remove the barrier that is blocking our experience of the divine. That's why we do it. So that we can be closer to the Holy Spirit, so that we can feel its power and its presence right within us. So how many people are familiar with the Ho'oponopono? Ho'oponopono. There we go, some of you. For those of you that are not, it's a beautiful practice that was that goes back, where I know it from is a Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. And you can Google it. There's all kinds of stuff about it. But the Hawaiian word translates into English simply as correction. I did not know that before, but I really like it. And the antonym is very interesting to me also. Careless. And the practice of the Ho'oponopono is to speak the words of the prayer and to be in that experience. So the words are, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And when we allow ourselves to be in that practice, to simply be in it, and to let whatever the situation is, not judge it, not anything it, just to practice the forgiveness. That is a way of removing the barrier that blocks us from experiencing the abundance and the joy and the wisdom and all of the goodness that is ever present. There's another practice. I don't know how well it would work if we were to, well, we could do it. We could all do it. In fact, we do do it. We do it every time we come together. We did it in that prayer. So in, there's an African tribe that when someone in their village does something wrong, are you guys familiar with this? Someone in their village makes a mistake, does something wrong, you know, whatever it is, they take them to the center of the village, and they put them in the center of the village, and they surround them, and they affirm them. They remind them of who they are. They speak words of raising and praising them for 2 days. 2 days, nonstop. This person forgot who they are. Let us come together and remind them of their beauty, of their goodness, of their truth, of their wholeness. And do you know that's kind of the experience when we come together, isn't it? Isn't it? When we come together with people that love us, when we come together with people that remember who we are, that's the experience. Be like that village. We are like that village, by the way. So I like to think of it like this, of it like this. We we are always being the opening for the infinite. So Spirit, remember, Spirit doesn't do it to us. Spirit can only give to us of the infinite abundance of the universe, the infinite life that is God, can only come to us by means of through us, right? It can only give to us what it can give through us. So do not ever doubt for even a single moment that you are not an opening for God's good to express through. We are always the opening for which God to express its goodness through. The question remains, how big is the opening? How big is the opening? How closed up tight am I? Or how open and willing am I? How open and willing am I? And when I feel this, when I feel like, oh, God, where are you? Literally, the act of opening, literally, the act of unfolding is symbolic to letting it come through. The most powerful form of thought is intention. Specific, mindful, intentional thought. It carries great weight. It carries great power. So we want to be very intentional in our thoughts, yes? Mm-hmm. And it is that powerful thought that connects us to each other. When we come together in recognition of who and whose we are and what we share in common, it bonds us, it connects us, it allows us to feel that presence in a greater way because we're sharing it. Good receivers, good givers. When we share it, it is exponential. My husband, Fred, who some of you know, has a spiritual practice in the morning where he reads from Paramahansa Yogananda. And so he read this to me last night, and I said, well, I must have this for this morning. So it's a little bit long, so just stay with it, okay? He says, avoid a negative approach to life. Why gaze down at the sewers when there is loveliness all around us? One may find fault in even the greatest masterpiece of art, music, and literature, but isn't it better to enjoy their charm and glory? Life has a bright side and a dark side, for the world of relativity is composed of light and shadows. If you permit your thoughts to dwell on evil, you yourself will become ugly. Look only for the good in everything that you absorb the quality of beauty. So there's some words in there that I don't usually use, but I think it's really important for us to remember, just as I spoke about last week, it's two sides of one stick. There's no separation. There's good and there's good. There's God and there's God. There's love and there's love. There's beauty and there's beauty. There's joy and there's joy. Sometimes it feels like the opening is that big. And sometimes it feels like it's so huge, it's unimaginable, and it's even almost overwhelming. A couple of times in the last few days, in my family, we've all noticed it. We've actually all experienced the hugeness of the flow of God's good in our life. We've all experienced it. It was almost overwhelming at times. What a great place to be, to know that I'm expanding my capacity. My portal for God to move through me is expanding in that. Thank you for being part of that. So we learn and we teach to turn away from the appearance of lack, to turn away from the appearance of limitation, to claim, to decree, to accept, and fulfill the promise of our oneness with God. So I invite us to affirm and commit daily. I remain steadfast in seeing good. I align with truth. Peace is my realization that God's Spirit is in all life. The abundance of the universe is ours. The good of God is ours to experience and know and claim, even in the hardest, most challenging moments of our life. It is still there. And that is what is holding us and lifting us. One of the days this week, as I was walking through the hospital, I had a very profound experience of being held up. And I knew what it was. I knew what it was. Even in those hardest moments, it's there. It is infinitely supplied. Infinite. Give your worry away. Give it to God. So, in closing, what I know for me and with me, for you and all of life, today in this moment, the law of God's good responds to our thought, my thought, your thought, our combined thought. My word is one of affirmation, rising from the knowledge that the good, the enduring, and the true are eternalities in my experience, in our experience, and in the experience of all life. I know for each of us that we cannot be separated from our good. My good, your good, is assured by God. And that God is the indwelling presence in all of life, the indwelling essence of all life. So I just know for each of us that the abundant good of the universe is right here, right now, expressing in and through and as us, individually and collectively. And so I know that it is, in fact, all good. Thank you, God. And so it is. Thank you, Wilson. Miriam.